Lisa. How are you?
I'm really well. Thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. What about the snow out here?
Oh, so lovely. I love it.
I know. This is one of those, I feel like it's that snow globe-y right now. But earlier we were talking about that they were those big flakes that came down. You know, when I first moved here, I had to tell this story. I probably have told it before, but the first time I remember talking to my husband, okay, I was working at a restaurant on Main Street, and he was sitting there enjoying a beer one afternoon, and it started snowing. And I moved here from Huntington Beach, California. So it started snowing, and I kept running outside. I was giddy. And people were kind of giggling and laughing at me, and I'm like, it's snowing. He finally looks over at me over his shoulder, and he goes, girl, ain't you ever seen snow before? Where are you from? And I swear that's exactly how he said it. I don't know why he has that accent. He's born and raised here in Carbondale. But yeah, that was, and I go, I've seen snow, but I've never lived in it. And it was like, I was like 49 years old. And it just tickled my fancy. And then that was that same day I learned that snow comes in all different sizes.
Oh, yeah.
And we've already had like 3 or 4 this morning already.
It's been great.
Yeah.
I still walk outside and, you know, tilt my head up towards the snow and stick my tongue out and grab snowflakes when they come.
There you go.
Yeah,
there
so
you go.
Also from California.
Oh, are you? Where are you from originally?
So I grew up in the Bay Area.
Oh, that California.
Yeah, that California. Yeah.
Only those of us from California get that whole, Baja, Oregon, you're from. Okay, good.
Totally.
So
don't hold it against me.
Right, right. Yeah. So you're here to talk about a really, really interesting subject, a class that you are going to be instructing, leading, however we want to.
I like to think of it as facilitation.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. And what is this?
So I'm teaching a class. It's the third semester that I've taught this at CMC Aspen. And hopefully it will happen in Carbondale if there's enough sign up.
Oh, good.
It's called Zen and the Art of Dying, and it's based largely on the education and training that I received working at San Francisco Zen Hospice Project.
Oh, okay.
And I sat with many, many people who had taken their last breath on my shift.
I find this a very, very interesting subject myself. I mean, without getting deep too much this early morning, but you know, like it doesn't scare me. Is that a good thing? I don't know.
I think it doesn't scare people theoretically.
Right. Yeah.
I think it scares people when they're actually not being able to take that full breath in.
Yeah.
And it's closer to their last breaths.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting. That comment leads to, yeah. I just thought of a story. So I'm from a long line of teachers that are storytellers.
Oh, and, I love it.
And so one of the stories that I was kind of contemplating a little bit on my way here is this is a story from the Bhagavad Gita. And so in the story, this is a Hindu text. In the story, Arjuna, who is a warrior, says to Krishna, the god, he's like, so what is the most extraordinary thing that you have seen in this world? And Krishna says, well, the most extraordinary thing that I've seen in this world is that people can view people dying all around them. They can see people dying all around them and not think it's going to happen to them.
Oh, that's what makes us human beings, correct?
Right.
I mean, is that one of those?
It's sort of like you see it, and it's that deep denial of death. It's that deep denial of, I don't want to look at this. This is not going to happen to me until it does.
Yeah.
And so part of what this class is about is to turn towards it. And to start to notice, well, how do I respond to this? Like, it's one thing to say, you know, I'm not afraid of it. When you're healthy and strong, of course. Yeah, sure. I'm not afraid of this. I can go and meet this. So we don't look at it from the standpoint of death so much as change.
Yeah.
How do you relate to change? How do people relate to change? Like,
sure.
If you're driving in the snow and you're on your way to work and you're actually 20 minutes late, how is that in your body right now?
Like, right, yeah. That's what I would think. I would think maybe anxiety has a lot to do with what you're talking about, right? Is that anxiety of, oh my gosh.
Change.
Yeah.
How am I going to manage this?
Yeah.
How am I going to be with this? Can I be with this? Or am I going to get pissed off?
Yeah.
Or am I going to deny it and just put on a happy face? How am I going to meet this?
So who do you see this class being geared toward? What is your,
everybody.
What is your,
like, I think that, you know, the beautiful thing about, you know, the beautiful thing about life is it's conditioned by death. So this is good for everybody.
Yeah.
Typically, the people that have come to the class in Aspen for the past three semesters have been people that have been retired. But surprisingly, there's people that are like in their mid-20s coming to class.
Yeah, and I would think that anybody who, as you were mentioning, are in the field, it's probably a really good. I mean, I have a friend that works, well, she's a volunteer for Hospice of the Valley. And I would think anybody in that position, that's probably a wonderful class for.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, not that they don't get training, but you know,
this is a slightly different type of training,
exactly,
because you're actually so the training that I had at Zen Hospice Project, you would put yourself in the bed of the dying, like you would actually do it, not physically, but the entire experience of losing everything,
the empathy
would be
side.
Part of the practices that we would do. And so much of the class is that it's putting yourself in a situation where you've actually experienced loss in the body, so that you can start to relate to this person is dying in front of me. So it is really a training for end of life.
Yeah.
But I really like to suggest to people and invite them to look at it from the standpoint of just simply impermanence. Like this snow will end.
Yeah.
You know, it will end. Like the emotions that we have every day, you can wake up and you can be really grumpy. Guess what? That grumpiness is probably gone now. Maybe you're hungry. So to see how things are just constantly changing.
So that really can touch you in many areas of your life, not just at the end of life.
Oh,
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, my mom was passing away. We just mentioned the year I was married, so 2013. And she was in hospice while I was planning my wedding. And my sister said, you know, just go on with the wedding, you know, and... I said, I feel like I should be doing something else. And she said, no, you know, do that. So I got married, and a couple weeks later, I actually broke my hand. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to just like take some time off. It was anyway. So I went, and she was in hospice, and she'd been there for a few weeks. And another niece and my sister and my mom's husband, they'd been married maybe 5 years. And we all hung out in the room and told stories, and we did arts and crafts, and we painted my mother's toenails. And I'm going to say she probably had never had them painted in her life. And I asked her husband, I said, do you think this is wrong that we're kind of, you know, there were times we were laughing, and he said, absolutely not. He goes, what do you know, her kids are here telling stories and, you know, and I remember going through that process with, you know, that last week or so. And it was, I don't know, it's weird to say I enjoyed it, but it really helped me a lot.
Well, I think that when we can be with these endings, it really does inform us.
Yeah.
Like, it's sort of like, how do we want to live?
Sure.
You know, when people come together, especially at the end of life, all of the construction, all the barriers that we have moving through the world, they drop. We let down our armor, and we just are being with this vulnerability that's right here and allowing ourselves to experience vulnerability. And that actually, that's how people change to be able to really experience our vulnerability. That's how we'll make change happen in the world.
Well, that's wonderful. So there is a great write-up. It's in the Soper Sun, correct? There's a great write-up in the Sun. So if you can pick that up and give it a read. And when is the class scheduled for you? If, like you said, if we can get enough signups here in Carbondale.
So it'll happen on Monday morning from 10 to 12.
Okay.
And that's a 7-week class. And then it will also be offered in Aspen and that starts on the 28th. So the following Tuesday.
Okay.
So if you can't make the Carbondale class, hopefully you can make the Aspen class. It's a really, I just know from the experience of hearing from the people that have taken the class, they've had an extraordinary experience because it's very interactive. It's kind of confronting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're uncomfortable with the topic, consider taking the class.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, you can find out more about it and sign up at CMC.
That's right.
Right. So you can do that online. I want to say thank you so much for stopping by, and thank you for doing this class. And
it's my pleasure. And thank you to those at CMC. Shout out to Marianne Ackerman for putting out effort to really make this class happen.
Oh, that's great.
So
we
really
love Marianne.
Appreciate, me too. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. What about the snow out here?
Oh, so lovely.
I know. This is one of those, I feel like it's that snow globey right now. But earlier we were talking about that they were those big flakes that came down. You know, when I first moved here, I had to tell this story. I probably have told it before, but the first time I remember talking to my husband, okay, I was working at a restaurant on Main Street, and he was sitting there enjoying a beer one afternoon, and it started snowing. And I moved here from Huntington Beach, California. So it started snowing, and I kept running outside. I was giddy. And people were kind of giggling and laughing at me, and I'm like, it's snowing. He finally looks over at me over his shoulder, and he goes, girl, ain't you ever seen snow before? Where are you from? And I swear that's exactly how he said it. I don't know why he has that accent. He's born and raised here in Carbondale. But yeah, that was, and I go, I've seen snow, but I've never lived in it. And I was like 49 years old. And it just tickled my fancy. And then that was that same day I learned that snow comes in all different sizes.
Oh, yeah.
And we've already had like 3 or 4 this morning already.
It's been great.
Yeah.
I still walk outside and, you know, tilt my head up towards the snow and stick my tongue out and grab snowflakes when they come.
There you go.
Yeah,
there
so
you go.
Also from California.
Oh, are you? Where are you from originally?
So I grew up in the Bay Area.
Oh, that California.
Yeah, that California. Yeah.
Only those of us from California get that whole, Baja, Oregon, you're from. Okay, good.
Totally.
So
don't hold it against me.
Right, yeah. So you're here to talk about a really, really interesting subject, a class that you are going to be instructing, leading, however we want
to. I like to think of it as facilitation.
There you go.
Yeah,
I like that. And what is this?
So I'm teaching a class. It's the third semester that I've taught this at CMC Aspen, and hopefully it will happen in Carbondale if there's enough sign up.
Oh, good.
It's called Zen and the Art of Dying, and it's based largely on the education and training that I received working at San Francisco Zen Hospice Project.
Oh, okay.
And I sat with many, many people who had taken their last breath on my shift.
I find this a very, very interesting subject myself. Without getting deep too much this morning, this early morning, but you know, like it doesn't scare me. Is that a good thing? I don't know.
I think it doesn't scare people theoretically.
Right. Yeah.
I think it scares people when they're actually not being able to take that full breath in.
Yeah.
And it's closer to their last breaths.
Yeah.
And so it's really, it's interesting. That comment leads to, yeah. I just thought of a story. So I'm from a long line of teachers that are storytellers.
Oh, and, I love it.
And so one of the stories that I was kind of contemplating a little bit on my way here is this is a story from the Bhagavad Gita. And so in the story, this is a Hindu text. In the story, Arjuna, who is a warrior, says to Krishna, the god, he's like, so what is the most extraordinary thing that you have seen in this world? And Krishna says, well, the most extraordinary thing that I've seen in this world is that people can view people dying all around them. They can see people dying all around them and not think it's going to happen to them.
Oh, that's what makes us human beings, correct?
Right.
I mean, is that one of those?
It's sort of like you see it, and it's that deep denial of death. It's that deep denial of, I don't want to look at this. This is not going to happen to me until it does.
Yeah.
And so part of what this class is about is to turn towards it. And to start to notice, well, how do I respond to this? Like, it's one thing to say, you know, I'm not afraid of it. When you're healthy and strong, of course. Yeah, sure. I'm not afraid of this. I can go and meet this. So we don't look at it from the standpoint of death so much as change.
Yeah.
How do you relate to change? How do people relate to change? Like, sure. If you're driving in the snow and you're on your way to work and you're actually 20 minutes late, how is that in your body right now?
Like, right, yeah. That's what I would think. I would think maybe anxiety has a lot to do with what you're talking about, right? Is that anxiety of, oh my gosh.
Change. How am I going to manage this?
Yeah.
How am I going to be with this? Can I be with this? Or am I going to get pissed off?
Yeah.
Or am I going to deny it and just put on a happy face? How am I going to meet this?
So who do you see this class being geared toward? What is your...
Oh, boy.
Everybody. What is your...
Like, I think that, the beautiful thing about... the beautiful thing about life is it's conditioned by death. So this is good for everybody.
Yeah.
typically the people that have come to the class in Aspen for the mm-hmm. past three semesters have been people that have been retired.
Uh-huh.
But surprisingly, there's people that are like in their mid-20s coming to class.
Yeah, and I would think that anybody who, as you were mentioning, in the field, it's mm-hmm. probably a really good. I mean, I have a friend that works, well, she's a volunteer for Hospice of the Valley. And I would think anybody in that position, that's probably a wonderful class for.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, not well, that they don't get training, but, you know.
This is a slightly different type of training.
Exactly.
Because you're actually, so the training that I had at Zen Hospice Project, you would put yourself in the bed of the dying. Like you would actually do it, not physically, mm-hmm. but the entire experience of losing everything.
The empathy
would be
side.
Part of the practices that we would do. And so much of the class is that. It's putting yourself in a situation where you've actually experienced loss in uh-huh. the body so that you can start to relate to this person is dying in front of me. So it is really a training for end of life.
Yeah.
But I really like to suggest to people and invite them to look at it from the standpoint of just simply impermanence.
Yeah.
Like this snow will end.
Yeah.
You know, it will end. Like the emotions that we have every day, you can wake up and you can be really grumpy. Guess what? That grumpiness is probably gone now. Maybe you're hungry. So to see how things are just constantly changing.
So that really can touch you in many areas of your life, not just at the end of life. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, my mom was passing away. We just mentioned the year I was married. So 2013. And she was in hospice while I was planning my wedding. And my sister said, you know, just go on with the wedding, you know, and I said, I feel like I should be doing something else. And she said, no, you know, do that. So we got married. And a couple weeks later, I actually broke my hand. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to just like take some time off. It was anyway. So I went and she was in hospice and she'd been there for a few weeks. And another niece and my sister and my mom's husband, they'd been married maybe 5 years. And we all hung out in the room and told stories and we did arts and crafts and we painted my mother's toenails. And I'm going to say she probably had never had them painted in her life. And I asked her husband, I said, do you think this is wrong that we're kind of, you know, there were times we were laughing. And he said, absolutely not. He goes, what do you know, her kids are here telling stories and, you know.
Yeah.
And I remember going through that process with, you know, that last week or so. And it was, I don't know, it's weird to say I enjoyed it, but it was, it really helped me a lot.
Well, I think that when we can be with these endings, it really does inform us.
Yeah.
Like, it's sort of like, how do we want to live?
Sure.
You know, when people come together, especially at the end of life, all of the construction, all the barriers that we have moving through the world, they drop. We let down our armor and we just are being with this vulnerability that's right here and allowing ourselves to experience vulnerability. And that actually, that's how people change on, you know, to be able to really experience our vulnerability. That's how we'll make change happen in the world.
Well, that's wonderful. So there is a great write-up. It's in the Soper Sun, correct?
So,
there's a great write-up in the Sun. So if you can pick that up and give it a read. And when is the class scheduled for you? If, like you said, if we can get enough signups here in Carbondale.
So it'll happen on Monday morning from 10 to 12.
Okay.
And that's a 7-week class. And then it will also be offered in Aspen and that starts on the 28th. So the following Tuesday.
Okay.
So if you can't make the Carbondale class, hopefully you can make the Aspen class. It's a really, I just know from the experience of hearing from the people that have taken the class, they've had an extraordinary experience because we, like I said, we actually, it's very interactive. It's kind of confronting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're uncomfortable with the topic, consider taking the class.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, and you can find out more about it and sign up at CMC.
That's right.
Right. So you can do that online. I want to say thank you so much for stopping by and thank you for doing this class. And
it's my pleasure. And thank you to those at CMC. Shout out to Marianne Ackerman for putting out effort to really make this class happen.
Oh, that's great.
So
we
really
love Marianne.
Appreciate it. Yeah, me too. So thank you so much.
Thank you.